Well, today, school committeeman Tom Leung is here in studio to talk to us a little bit about how his first term has gone so far on the school committee and what might be coming up for the next term. Tom, good to see you again.
You as well, Joe. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Oh, pleasure. You reached out and said you wanted to come in and chat after the vote about the Lunar New Year.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
But I'm sure we can talk about other things as well.
Yeah.
I know that was a key point that you ran on back in the fall. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. It wasn't the only reason I ran, but it was a very important issue to myself and a lot of families in Quincy. And I'm really happy to say that we were able to pass it on my first year on school committee. So, at the May 20th meeting, we passed it. And so, next year, it will be designated with an H on the school calendar because it does fall on a Saturday. But the following year, we expect to have the schools closed in observance.
Okay. Does it have to be voted on every year, Tom, to remain a holiday?
That's a good question. Yeah. I don't think so, but there are some kind of details we need to kind of tend to make sure that we don't have to do that.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. So, and we'll be picking that up in the fall.
Okay. So, if it does fall on a weekend, it will not be pushed forward to like a Monday holiday.
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. It'll stay on that date.
Correct.
It'll still be designated as an H,
which
was very important. Right?
That's right.
Why? Why is it so important?
Because it's such an important holiday to so many Asian communities, and it's probably one of the most culturally significant holidays. It's a time of paying respect to elders and spending time with family, observing traditions, and kind of passing along traditions that go back generations. And so before this, you know, oftentimes students had to make a choice between spending that valuable time with their parents and grandparents, or missing school.
Right.
And so now they won't have to.
Right. I know it was always kind of an excused absence, as some other cultural holidays are as well.
That's right. It was excused, but I think not a lot of families knew about that and about the process for getting it excused. And so this just makes it so much easier for them.
Right. And I know when we talked back in the fall, you said this was the issue that kind of got you up off the couch, right?
But
it wasn't the only one, but it was like the final straws, if you will.
I think that's right. Because, you know, there's history behind this effort.
Right.
It took longer than I would have liked, but it was a good 4 years of advocacy. Families, students, going to open forum, speaking at open forum, bringing data, bringing signed petitions, survey results, and it was something just overwhelmingly being asked for by our families. And so for me, it was just difficult to see it be denied year after year. Mm-hmm. And the reasons that were given for denying it just kind of didn't sit well with me, and I thought, you know, the school committee is an elected body, and so if you recall, Joe, when I announced that I was running, there were three incumbents that had voted no consistently, and so it was my goal to at least change one of those no votes to a yes, and as it turned out, we had you know, better results than expected. Myself and Ms. Campbell got on there. And so, I mean, almost immediately after the election, we knew that we had the votes to pass this.
Yeah.
So we were just so happy.
What was the feeling that night, Tom, at that meeting when it actually was voted to be approved?
Yeah, it was very emotional, actually. And so one thing I didn't appreciate, Joe, throughout the process was there was a lot of pain in families in coming year after year to school committee and asking for, making this request for a holiday and being told no. And so that night when it finally passed, it was just really palpable in the room. Just this feeling of obviously joy, but also of relief that their voices were heard and that local government can be responsive to the wishes of such a large block in the community.
Yeah. Has it changed the way you see the city or yourself as an elected official now, and the way you'll move going forward?
Probably. Yeah. It's hard not to to be able to work together on a shared goal. And I was just lucky enough to be the person, myself and Kate, to carry the ball across the goal line. Mm-hmm. But it was the result of a lot of hard work over many years by a lot of different people. And I was happy to be there when it finally passed.
Yeah.
And to be part of this this local democracy, this local government.
So what's the message, I guess, to Quincy residents who want something changed or want something from their elected body but that they don't know how to move forward with?
Yeah, I think the message is hard work and persistence. If it really is something that you believe in and all the other things line up, then you should keep at it, despite obstacles, despite rejection. Explore different paths, communicate, explore different avenues, and just keep plugging away, and hopefully things will eventually go your way.
I think that night that the holiday was approved, you had a kind of a special message for young people who kind of been advocated for themselves, right?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Because the movement for recognizing Lunar New Year as a school holiday did start with students at North Quincy. Mm-hmm. So these are students that probably at the time weren't old enough to vote, but they thought it was important, and they saw the value in speaking up and bringing this to the attention of their elected representatives. And each year, it just grew. The coalition, the support, not just Asian families, but throughout the community. And this year, we had current and former city councilors come speak in support. Very touching, very emotional messages. And so it was just a great win for the community.
Yeah. Do you feel that the whole process was done respectfully, Tom? Yeah, but for between both sides of the issue.
I think so.
Okay.
I mean, we didn't. We discussed this over a couple school committee meetings, but I will say it was notable that I don't recall having any direct kind of back and forth debate with my colleagues on school committee, and in particular those who were not in favor of adding this holiday. I think both sides made statements at the meetings, but I don't recall ever engaging in a debate on the merits.
Yeah.
I think it was pretty well known the reasons both sides gave for wanting it as a school holiday and those who didn't. And at least from my perspective, just knowing what happened in November's election, I mean, I knew I had the votes to get it passed. So, I guess I wasn't going to be swayed by my opponents.
Sure. So after your first 6 months on school committee, is it what you thought it would be?
Yes,
it is.
And more.
Really?
Yeah, it's been really a great learning experience. And I knew that, but before I got on there, I knew how important a role it is.
Yes.
And after the first 6 months, I mean, that has only been reinforced.
What did you learn that you didn't know?
Yeah, I mean, just how impactful our decisions are. There's so many issues that come before us that we have to learn about, get up to speed on to be able to discuss and make informed decisions that will affect the young people of our community. And so we want to make sure that we are being thoughtful and doing right by them and doing the best that we can for them to set them up for success. Mm-hmm. In my first 6 months, I saw a lot of these issues. We're going into the summer. The Quincy Rec program is a fantastic program that is pretty unique to our city. I hope a lot of our young people take advantage of that, those wonderful opportunities offered by Quincy Rec. Summer reading. I encourage all kids to do their summer reading. And then, another big one in the fall, we've got the new cell phone policy to be implemented in our middle schools and high schools.
Right.
Students.
What is that, for folks who don't know, what is the policy?
Yeah, so it's been a long time coming. Parents and teachers have been telling us what a challenging time they've been having with students and their devices. So the solution we came up with is to go with these device pouches.
Yes.
So students are going to get a pouch, and at the beginning of the school day, they're going to put their device and smartwatch, headphones into this pouch. It has a special locking mechanism. It's going to remain shut throughout the school day. They keep it on their person, I guess, in their backpack throughout the day.
Okay.
And then when school is over, at the exit doors, I guess there'll be a magnet, and they just tap the pouch on the magnet, it'll unlock it, they take their devices out, and they take the device home with them.
Mm-hmm.
So they are responsible for these devices. So hopefully they take good care of them.
Okay, that's the middle school level.
That will be at middle school and high school.
And high school, okay.
Yes.
No policy for grade school right now, for elementary?
There is a policy, but it does not involve the pouches.
Securing them, okay.
Yes,
all right.
Securing them.
Has anything surprised you, Tom, about serving on the school committee that you didn't see coming when you ran?
Probably the procedural aspects.
Oh, okay.
Right? Was aware of the parliamentary rules,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm,
making motions, mm-hmm, and voting. And so I did try to familiarize myself with those rules, but actually putting those processes in practice, mm-hmm, or using them,
mm-hmm,
was surprising. Things, I guess, move slower than I expected.
Okay.
To truly follow the procedures, making motions on items. You might have an idea on something, but to have it go through the entire process, motioning your idea, mm-hmm, and then having it referred to subcommittee first, where it's then initially discussed, and hopefully it gets voted out of subcommittee to then be reviewed by the full committee. So just getting used to that process and that cadence.
Yeah. How was the budget process? Because it's the first time you'd gone through the school budget process.
It was very interesting
as
well. I think we were very fortunate to get a level funded budget, which I thought was a really good outcome,
mm-hmm,
given current economic conditions, and just seeing in other areas of the city where there might have been cuts. I think fortunately we have a city and a mayor that prioritizes education,
mm-hmm,
and spending on education, and so we were happy to get that budget, and we'll just make sure we're doing our diligence to make sure it's going to the right places and being used effectively.
Yeah. So what's next on your priority list, Tom? You've got Lunar New Year check. What's next?
Yeah. Yeah. I think we would love to do more on responsible use of artificial intelligence. Yeah. So it's we've got some starter ideas on that the superintendent and his leadership team are working with DESE guidelines, but we'd like to flesh those out and come up with a more appropriate fitting policy that works for us in Quincy, because it's all around us, Joe. Mm-hmm. I'm sure students have AI tools in their lives. Who knows, maybe teachers are using it in various capacities. Mm-hmm. So it'd be good to have some concrete guidelines in place to just kind of guide that. We want our students, obviously, to take any shortcuts with AI, but we also want to make sure that they're prepared for a future where AI is going to be used in colleges, in jobs that they may take after graduating. So we've got to find that right balance.
Okay. How do you feel about the, I don't think they've been finalized yet, but the new state kind of framework for graduation requirements now that MCAS is no longer a requirement? Have you had a chance to review those yet?
Only a little bit.
Okay.
So I won't comment on those at this time, but yeah, I will be taking a look at those in the summer.
Another thing you talked about passionately when you ran was the vocational programs here in Quincy and how you thought those should remain independent.
Absolutely. I think they should. I think they should remain independent and merit-based. This is great training that our students are getting while still in school, and when they come out, they're ready to enter the workforce, and they've already gotten a leg up on those skills and a lot of the safety certifications that go along with them. And so I just want to make sure that we have enough resources going to those programs and enough spots for all the students that want to take advantage of them.
Sure. We should mention, too, you are a parent of Quincy Public Schools students, right?
And, I am.
Is a graduation in your family?
Yeah, absolutely.
This year, actually. Not at the high school level
Not at the high school level yet. But I will say, Joe, next year,
yes.
I will have one student at each level. So one in high school, middle school, and one in elementary school.
Okay.
My oldest is graduating from Central Middle School today.
Congratulations.
So he's off to Quincy High School next year.
Oh, that's great.
Or in the fall.
Very good. Anything else you'd like to share with folks right now, Tom?
The only thing I wanted to bring up, Joe, is we had a tragedy over the weekend.
Yes.
I wanted to send my deepest condolences to Kieran Costa and his family. What an amazing young man from what I've heard. And it's just deeply saddening, the tragedy that occurred over the weekend. Our thoughts and condolences go out to him and his family. And I just urge all of our students to please have a safe summer, especially if you're around water. I just wanted to say that.
Of course, absolutely. I know the school department has made crisis counselors available at the high school level for current students or recent graduates as well, because they just graduated and they'd be very close to him as well, so certainly. Thank you so much, Tom. Folks want to reach out to you with comments or questions? What's a good way to do that?
Yes, so I can be reached at my Quincy Public Schools email. Mm-hmm. It's Tommy Leung. My given name is Tommy.
Oh, okay.
TommyLeung@QuincyPublicSchools.com.
Very good. All right. Thanks for stopping by. Great to
talk
to you.
My pleasure. Always great to see you.
Safe and happy summer.
Thank you. You too, Joe.
Thank you. Thanks for watching us here at AM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano, and we'll see you next time.